But right now, from Elyria Rotary, we're joined by Chris Fichtner. Thanks for stopping in. Appreciate it this morning.
Thanks for having me.
Chris, tell us a little bit about the Rotary, how many people are part of it, and all the good things you do.
Yeah, sure. Well, our Elyria Rotary Club has about 120 members at the present time. We are part of an organization that worldwide has over 1.2 million members that belong to over 34,000 clubs. Rotary, our motto is service above self. So we always try to do things in the community that help people in our community. Excuse me. And us being in Elyria, we definitely contour our things that we do for people in Elyria and in the county.
What are some of those activities, or what do you? How do you narrow your focus?
Well, we have a lot of programs that we offer. One of the things that the reason I'm here today, we give away scholarships to local students, either for a four-year college or for students that go through LCCC. You know, we also have different fundraising activities that go towards different programs throughout the year and different years. Those differ every year. Sometimes it's for, we've done programs for the high school where we helped fund the Wi-Fi cafe a few years back. It was a big project, I believe. It was about $100,000, if I'm not mistaken, that we donated through a few years of fundraising. We've made donations to Lorain County Historical Society, all sorts of activities. Oftentimes, we'll try to gear our money towards the children in the area. We also have international projects that we are involved in. Some of those can go as far away as all the way around the world. India, we've been involved with. Central America, Africa, some of those things that we like to get involved with are, again, a lot of these have to do with feeding people and helping children. We've donated money and been involved with clubs that help find water in places.
Let's talk a little bit about the scholarship program itself. I know there's a deadline coming up some weeks down the road, but what is that scholarship program and how can people take advantage of it?
Yeah, sure. Our deadline actually is April 10th, so we're just about a month away from that. Basically, our scholarship, we started this back in 07. We had always had scholarships for way before I was involved with the club, but back in 07, we decided to start a new scholarship that would be awarded to a student from one of the local schools that we deal with. And again, I mentioned Elyria. We're highly involved there, and so we have about five schools that we work with, kind of based in and around Elyria. So to a graduating senior of Elyria, Elyria Catholic, Midview, Open Door, and recently, a couple years ago, we added First Baptist Christian School of Elyria. So basically, our scholarship goes to a graduating senior from one of those schools who fills out all of our application information. They have to get two letters of recommendation, write a few essays on some questions that we have in our application. And basically what it is, like I mentioned before, our motto is service above self. So basically our main criteria in this scholarship is kids who really show their volunteerism and their service, quote unquote, service above self to help other people. And the winner that we've been doing, like I said, since 2007, we give away a $20,000 scholarship broken out in 4 years.
Are you part of the selection committee for that?
Yes, I am. I have been chair of the committee for about, oh, gosh, I don't know, 4 or 5 years, but I've been on it since we started doing it. And we have a group, depending upon the year, of about, I don't know, 10, 9, 11 members who get all these applications in. We review them. Every single one, we get anywhere from 30 to 50 every year. We review them, we go over them, we discuss them, we narrow them down, we have multiple meetings, and we come up with a winner. And it's a grueling but very rewarding process.
I bet it's a little inspiring, too, to sort of think, look at the youth of the area, the city there, then, and all that they're doing. And sometimes you think, maybe you need to pick up your game based on what they're involved with.
Well, there's no doubt about it. And I'll say this, too. This is something that's really come to my thoughts when I'm going through these. You know, you hear about in the news people talking about how, quote unquote bad kids are now, and I'm sure that goes on. But I tell you, the kids that we get, the applications we get, these kids are phenomenal. Every single one of them. I mean, from the first place finisher to the ones that don't make it. I mean, they're all unbelievable, the amount of things they do. We've had kids that have started their own, like a nonprofit, basically. They've started it out of their schools. They've, they go to all these functions that, feeding families, you name it. There's so many things that they do for other people. It's amazing. And the hours they put in, because that is one of the things that we ask. I mean, it's a hard thing to quantify how much time you actually work to help other people and volunteer. And we try to quantify that a little bit. And the amount of hours these kids put in are just unbelievable.
The fact that they're doing a scholarship indicates they're looking for more education and they're good students.
And these are all good students. And one of our requirements is to have a minimum GPA. I think it's only 2.8, so it's not very high. But I tell you what, every single kid is like, seems like it's almost a 4.0 or above. And I think that comes part and parcel with these kind of kids that do these sorts of works. They're just hardworking, smart, down-to-earth kids that really want to help other people.
What kind of feedback, once you've presented to them, or maybe even a year or two down the road, have you gotten back from maybe some of these students who said, that amount helped, it was important, it also kind of showed that what I've been doing in the community has sort of been recognized and it wants me to make it?
Yeah, these kids don't stop at high school. They keep on going forward with this is how they are. We've got a lot of thank you letters back. We've gotten letters back after they've graduated, after 1 year, 2 years, so on and so forth. Thanking us, telling us, what they're doing now, how it's helped them. You would expect that. I mean, they're just quality young people. It is really amazing.
Again, if students out there listening and parents are, looking to think this is maybe an opportunity, because at that point they're probably looking for different resources to help them with their future education, again, what's the best way for them to get the application and get that started?
Well, we have multiple ways of finding this information out. One thing is we contact every school that we work with, their guidance counselors or whomever handles that at each particular school. We're on top of them, making sure that they're aware of it, that they know about it, that they're communicating that with their students, and they can always go to them. We also have on our website, elyriarotary.com, we have online forms that you can get from our website. It's under the forms tab. Those are the two main ways of doing it. We have an email on our website as well that goes straight to my email called scholarships@elyriarotary.com that they can always email questions. Our application is pretty self-explanatory, but you never know. Questions, get more information, get the documents.
I also see, we are the home of the Buckeyes, Bruce. Football, basketball, and Chris today has on his 2002 champion Buckeyes football perfect season shirt. You a Buckeye?
I didn't go there. I grew up around Columbus, but I bleed scarlet and gray. I'm an Ashland University alumni. So.
This might be sounding too personal. That's probably the softest shirt that he owns, because I have a Indians 95 T-shirt that's been washed so many times that it's just a perfect shirt, and
Do have one softer one. It was an Ohio State shirt, but it's so soft that the logo is no longer on there.
It works its way out. But those are the ones you get comfortable with.
Oh, yeah.
So what do you think about the Browns signing Donte Whitner?
Well, I'm a big Buckeye fan. I think he's a great player. I played football in college. I was a safety, and so is he. And I've always loved watching him play. Hard hitter, hard-nosed guy, Cleveland guy. I'm sure he's ecstatic to be back in town.
That sounds good. Well, Chris Fiedner from the Elyria Rotary, thank you for stopping in this morning. Appreciate your time getting up this morning. So head out to the gym now out there. And drive safely on your way out there,
You're too. Very welcome. My pleasure. Anytime,
guys. Rain's coming down a little bit here. The weather's changing as we get through this morning.